Cosette, and I'm coming to you from California.
And I'm Camille, also coming to you guys from California. And you're listening to the Everything and More podcast. Why did you do it like that?
What do you mean? If you're listening on the Apple Podcast, make sure to leave us a review. Camille was supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it.
Guys, you can't see. I was glitching just then. I said I was gonna like 60 times. I was pointing at Cosette, guys, so that we could say, and you're listening to the Everything and More podcast, so that we could say it together, but she wasn't picking up what I was putting down.
No, we did say it together.
No, you said it like a whole beat after me. I said it.
Because we probably said it at the same time, but this thing is like delayed.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyways, exactly what Cosette said. If you guys are listening on Spotify, then make sure to follow us. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave us a review, because that would be totally awesome.
That would be so great. So grand. Thank you very much. So this week, it's only us today. Only me and Camille.
Yes,
so you're going to have to suffer through listening to both of us. But it's okay, because I'm here. So it makes the podcast 100 times better. So
hold on.
as always.
Okay, whatever. Sure. Guys, we had a guest. Well, we didn't have a guest, allegedly. We had a guest going on, and there was a communication error. We thought we were recording today, right now, and they thought that we were recording next Friday. So it's all good. So that person's still going to come on the podcast. We talked it out. We worked it out. But you guys are just going to have to wait for that episode. Very special.
You guys have to wait.
Wow. Be really good. You're gonna have to keep listening to us and enjoy us just by ourselves until then. But this week we're just gonna give the rundown, give the life updates. We have a lot of new people listening to the podcast, a lot of new followers on Instagram. So
I know. Wow, thank you for following us.
This is our first episode, just the two of us, after our rebrand. So we just want you guys to be like, wow, these girls are super awesome, even without all
super funny, super amazing, super smart, super
talented, beautiful. I was gonna say pretty, but beautiful, both. We're all the things. But I will tell you guys, like, we were nervous about the episode we were gonna film with the guest. It's a big guest. You're gonna be so shook on coming on the podcast. They are really big guests, and we have to step it up.
We have to step up our finance.
You guys can't see, but I did my eyeshadow for this. Look at, I look so good. What the hell?
I know.
Heck?
It looks so cool.
Now I'm just looking all nice because of
that. I know. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
And when you next time we record, I should have guys, new glasses. It's a big deal.
Really? I have new glasses.
You do? Are those new? The ones you're wearing right now?
Yes, they're new. Yes, see?
But
they're prescription and they're blue light glasses. So
I'm getting two in one. And blue light glasses.
Oh my gosh.
Reflective lenses.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Anti-reflective, so that when I record my TikToks and my YouTube videos, I could wear my glasses still.
Yeah.
The ring light's not like, huge in my lens.
Where'd you get them from?
The eye doctor. Oh, well, I got the frames from Costco. Guys, Costco's clutch with their frames. First of all, they have really nice, like, designer frames, which are super cool. But I only paid, like, $50 for my frames, which is actually pretty cheap for frames, because I'd be a big spender when it comes. Well, not me. My parents were big spenders when it came to my frames. And I have to say goodbye. I have to say goodbye to the Gucci frames.
Very sad.
Rest in peace. But my new glasses are super cool. They're like, okay, you guys can't see Cosette, but whatever. I'm just going to describe them like Cosette's glasses, because they're like bigger frames. Like, I've always had like rectangular frames. So just like close your eyes and imagine that you see me wearing rectangular frames. Okay, not you, Cosette. Cosette's like behind the camera, like closing her eyes.
I know, I'm closing my eyes.
The frames are my frames have always been rectangular, and these ones are like bigger and they're like round and they're like super mine. Cool. Yeah, they're kind of like yours, just a little less. Yours are like really round at the bottom and at the top. Mine are more like a U shaped with a line.
Oh, I see.
Kind of. You'll see. You guys will see. I always have to add a touch of sparkle to my glasses because that's just a signature Camille thing. But anyway, yeah, new glasses, they're coming. Part of the rebrand. I'm rebranding myself. That's exciting. Yes.
I know. Yeah, 2021, the rebrand of
the podcast, of Camille. The
podcast of us.
Of us as people. We're rebranding. Yeah.
We're just rebranding. 2021, new year.
New year, new us. no, same us, just better. Just the more improved.
Improved Cosette and Camille.
Exactly. So this week we're just gonna vibe. We're gonna chat. We're gonna discuss
funny stories.
I don't even know where this conversation will take us, but you know, we'll see. Also, I do want, we have big announcement. Ooh, drum roll please.
Yay.
Okay, we are, for the month of February, we are coming together. We have come, we've selected some content creators who are also Black, and we're going to be highlighting them on our podcast.
Yay! Black History
Month. For those of you who didn't know, Black History Month is in February. Big deal. I'm Black because that's half Black. Mm-hmm. We're just, everyone's Black here.
So we're one and a half Black added together.
Yes. And super exciting. We're going to be featuring Black content creators all month long. And we're going to have, I mean, there's going to be some content creators on. There's going to just be me and Cosette, some conversations. We're just going to do all kinds of things. So get totally prepared for that. It's going to be super incredible. I feel like it's really going to be a time for learning too. Cosette can learn, Camille can learn. And then you guys, our audience, can learn and really take that in. You know, 2020 was quite a year, you know, when it came to racial things in the country. And we might be discussing that. We might be discussing all kinds of things. So please stay tuned and listen. If you're white, Black, Hispanic, anything, Asian, everybody is welcome to come and listen and
Listen and learn. Ooh. Listen and learn.
And to that.
So we're going to do highs and lows.
Yes, let's do our highs and lows for this week.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, Cosette, you can go first, madam.
Okay. Sometimes we talk in British accents.
I only like British celebrities at this point, so I listen to lots of British interviews.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So for my lows this week, I started school, kind of have lots of classes every day. But some of the classes are good. Some of the classes, the teachers are really nice. So that's good. And then another low is that I had to go on an airplane. And it took so long because I went from Massachusetts all the way back to California, and that's where I am now. Nobody really knew that I was coming back here, but here I am.
Let's talk about it. I got some bones to pick with Cosette, because first of all, Cosette doesn't say nothing to nobody for a couple weeks, and then she's like, guys, I'm not coming back to California. Dun, dun, dun. All this tension is created. I don't know what to do. Alexis and I are like, oh my gosh, no, she can't come back. And then she like is radio silent after she says that, and then she's like, hey Camille, can you bring me my car? I'm back.
Like, yeah,
you're back to stay.
Yeah, it was kind of MIA the whole winter break.
Yes, and I, another story on top of that, I've told this story so many times, I'm about to tell it again.
Oh my gosh.
Cosette is like, the other day I'm on the phone with Cosette. First of all, I'm on the phone with Cosette. I call her and she's like, is there any reason you're calling me? Or you just
say it like that. I did not say it with that tone. I literally just said it.
Okay. The tone doesn't matter. It's the content of the words. Literally, okay. Fine. Then you said it like this. You said, is there any reason you're calling me? Or do you just want to talk?
I was just wondering because it sounded urgent. I don't know.
I did not sound urgent. I literally called her. She didn't answer. And then I said, she texted me. She was like, oh, I'm in a meeting or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. No big deal. Just call me back when you're done. How's that urgent?
I don't know. I just felt like it's urgent. And I felt like you had something to say.
Okay. Anywho. And anyways, back to the original story I was telling. So Cosette, like I said, she was kind of MIA over this winter break, not talking to that many people. I had texted Alexis. I was like, oh, when's the last time you talked to Cosette? She's like, oh, I've only talked to her like once and blah, blah. So.
Wow, you even texted Alexis to see how long.
Yes, because I miss you.
That's so funny. What, do you think I only wasn't talking to you?
I don't know. Apparently, allegedly.
You're like Cosette is talking to everyone else except for me. No, I wasn't talking to anyone.
That is not what I thought. Okay. Anyways, how was I supposed to know? You didn't tell me anything beforehand about your whole mishap in California. Anyways, so Cosette and I are on the phone, and I'm like, hey, like, oh, you know, we didn't talk that much, blah, 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 whatever. And then Cosette's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't really talking to anyone. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad to know that it's not just me. Like, you're just ghosting everybody. It's not just me.
Yes, yes. Right? See, so it wasn't just you.
Okay. And then fast forward to, like, 20 minutes into the phone conversation, she's like, oh, my gosh, our friends Josh and Isaac are moving here next week to
California. Yes, they're moving here tomorrow.
Yeah, they're moving here. And I'm like, they're moving here? Cosette, how do you know they're moving here on Saturday if you haven't been talking to anybody?
Literally, and
she has been texting Josh. So she
literally, that's basically one of the only things that we ever said. And literally, I have texted you more than I texted him this entire winter break. So
whatever.
So I don't know why you keep telling this story when literally
because you lied.
I didn't lie. I said talk. I didn't say text.
You disgust me.
Talk. I said I barely talked to anyone. Not that I didn't talk to anyone. I said I barely did.
Okay, so, whatever.
No, literally.
And one of her like reasoning, she's like, well, I called you twice. One of the times I called her, and the second time we were calling because of the podcast. More important than our friendship at this point.
Oh my gosh. No, there was just a bunch of things. I had work.
Because that was very busy.
Things that aren't going to be disclosed on here.
Yeah. Anyways, talk about your highs.
Oh my gosh. So my highs is that I literally slept so much this week. Like, I've literally slept like 10 hours, like, every single day this week. Like, last night, I literally slept, like, 10 hours. Like, I don't know why.
50 hours.
I know. I've slept for so long. It's because literally this whole winter break, I've gotten barely any sleep. Like, not barely any sleep, but, like, 5 hours of sleep. Some nights, I stay up the entire night, so I got, like, no sleep.
Why were you doing that?
Anyways,
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't remember what I was gonna say.
You're so bad. We're just gonna move on to Camille's highs and lows.
I have a story.
Tell your story.
Okay. Also I got a job yesterday.
Got a job.
Very good.
Congrats.
But I have a funny story. So yesterday I was walking down the street as I always do every day on my daily walk. And I was on the phone with my mom. And then this guy pulls up. I'm like, what the heck? Like, he's like in his car and he like pulls up. I'm like on the phone with my mom. And he's like, hey, did you go to, he's like a college age student. He was like, hey, did you go to Cerritos College? I'm like, no. And he was like, wow, you look really familiar. You look like this girl, Tiffany, from my class. I'm like, nope, my name is not Tiffany. And he was like, well, I was just driving by and I thought you were cute. So I was wondering if you were single or if you had a boyfriend. I was like, yep, I have a boyfriend. And I kept walking. And my mom was on the phone. She heard all this. She's like, you liar. I'm like, I was not about to give this random guy my number. No way, Jose.
Was he cute?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a letdown.
Yeah, I know. It was funny, though.
That is funny.
Yeah, that's my story. Okay, yeah. You can do your highs and lows.
Thank you. So my highs. No, we'll start with my lows. We'll build up. So my lows, just like that, I started school. Honestly, I've been miserable. I just feel so overwhelmed, and it's only been 1 week. So I'm taking the max number of units. I'm running a podcast. I have an internship. And for some reason, I just can never do enough. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll help with gospel choir social media. Oh my gosh. And I'm trying to apply to an internship with CBS. So I've got lots of things going on. And I have to go to work this weekend. So, but
very fun.
I know. Yeah. So,
yeah, so fun.
So fun. I love going to work.
Yeah. So, what did you? Was that your highs and lows? Oh, just go.
No, I just did the lows. I still have to do the highs. Oh, yes. I'm not done because also, I was going to add, like, having a job. Like, guys, you need to just blow up this podcast so I could quit. So
I know.
My job.
Yeah.
So I drop out of school.
So I can pay rent.
Exactly. Like, make us famous. It's about time. Mm-hmm. Anywho. And then my highs are, let's think about it. I would say a like really good high is that WandaVision came out. WandaVision is just so good.
It's really good. I need to watch that tonight.
The most joy. It's very cinematic. Like, you would think it's a movie. It weren't so short.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. So props to Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany for just making me so happy and portraying their characters so well. If you guys like WandaVision, follow me and tweet at me your theories, because I love to read theories. Thank you. Hey guys, this is an intermission. We've turned gears. Gracelyn is going to interview us now. Instead of being the interviewers, Cosette and I are now the interviewees. Yes, Gracelyn, take it away.
Pressure on you.
I didn't. Okay.
This was your idea.
I know.
This was her idea. She just, guys, yeah. Gracelyn, take it away.
Came up with this idea a minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. What are your names? How'd you guys start?
Camille.
This is a question.
Give me a sec. Okay. So my question that I was originally going to ask you guys was like, how do you start getting like followers and like fans and people who are dedicated listeners,
like dedicated to us?
Mm-hmm. Like, what's like your plan, or what have you noticed has worked for you, or what have other people said?
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, thus far what's worked for us is mooching off of other people.
So when we first started our podcast, we thought it was just going to be like me and Camille just talking about like random stuff. And that's like mostly like what it was like in the beginning. And then we started bringing people on because we were like, oh, it would be cool if we just like interviewed people. And then we started seeing that people actually liked when we interviewed people, and we liked interviewing people too. So we were we're just going to keep doing that, because it's cool to like see like other people's stories and like other people's like backgrounds and stuff.
And honestly, like, originally we had been like, because the first person we interviewed was Emily, and Emily goes to school with us, and when I remember vividly when we got off that phone call, we were so excited. We were like, this was so cool, like we should interview people all the time, da, 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 da. And like before that, because at night whenever we were talking about the podcast, you could have a talk show, blah blah blah, like stuff like that. So naturally you have to interview people in talk shows and stuff like that, so it just kind of fell naturally into place that we like doing this. And then, you know, being in quarantine and COVID times, like everybody's doing virtual Zoom calls and meetings and stuff. So why not just try it and see what happens? And we said that we liked it.
Yeah. And a lot of people have said yes, surprisingly. Like, we just would like interview, email people or like DM them, and then they'd be like, oh yeah, like we'll come on the podcast. And it's so cool, like whenever anyone says yes, we're like, oh my gosh, this person wants to come on the podcast.
Yeah, it is. Like, we get excited every time. Like,
I know,
so excited.
Yeah, I know, because it's exciting. It's like, what, these people actually want to,
like, sometimes people respond and be like, okay, let me check it out, like Dani Cimarelli. She was like, oh okay, I'll check it out, and then never respond. Even that too, it's exciting for us.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, she's gonna check out our podcast. Like,
at least they answered us.
Yeah.
But so, like, anyways, we didn't really answer your question. So like, to build our own following, at first it started with, let's just connect with other podcasters. That way we kind of can see the flow of how people do things and the
community
and whatnot. But I don't know, I guess kind of to keep people around, that's just kind of all on us. And if we have a good personality, if people like the content we're putting out, that's why I think we work so hard with the interviews, because if people are coming to listen to their favorite person, their favorite creator talk, so like if someone came to listen to Adam talk or to listen to Carla or to listen to Logan, like if we are engaged and are asking good questions and are funny and blah, 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 like that will get people to be like, okay, I like them. Let me like this podcast, or let me like save this episode, download this episode, whatever. And then they'll come back to us. And then, you know, it's all a chain of reaction, like events that just keep coming off of one another. So I guess that's how I would answer that question.
Yeah, like the key is to just like get the people that listen like once to get them to like keep listening.
Yeah. And our raw personalities.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, and too, like when we started, we had people coming from Cosette's YouTube channel that helped. And that's people who already like Cosette, you know, and like her character and personality. And then since I've started my YouTube channel, I noticed that like 2 weeks ago when my Sabrina video went live, I did mention that we had a podcast. And from that already, we were getting like followers. It wasn't like substantial, but people who liked my character and personality, they were like, oh my gosh, maybe I should check out this podcast, blah blah blah. And then they'd be like listening to our podcast.
Everyone should go subscribe to Camille's YouTube channel,
only if you want to watch music reactions, because that's mainly what I do.
That's what she does. It's very cool. She posted a video yesterday. She posted two videos. Yep.
Okay, so then backtracking. So how do you guys pick and find or discover who you want to interview next?
Well, I think that like a lot of them are either people that like Camille has listened to or like watched like a show or whatever, or someone that like I have listened to or watched or like something. Like the one of the next people that we're having is like a YouTuber that like I have watched before. So it's like mainly people that like we like know
and have a connection to.
Yeah.
Or at least that's like a lot of the people we ask, whilst everyone isn't always answering whatever. Like, even if we don't know them super well, like it's still a good way to learn about somebody and learn about their content. But like a lot of people we've had on, I've seen on TikTok, and I followed them on TikTok like months ago. And then once we started doing interviews, I was like, oh, hold on, like so-and-so has a lot of good input to say. And I noticed that a lot of people too ask them questions, like Reese and Claudia, for example. Like, people like flood their comments all the time with questions. So I'm like, okay, if we get them on the podcast, it could be an outlet for their followers to like who have all these questions. It's like one place where they could answer all these questions that people have. So yeah, I would say TikTok was really helpful with that. And like Cosette said, just like people that we like and we've seen in different places, etc.
One of my friends wants to join.
Trinity,
this is for our podcast.
Wait, yes, am I gonna be in it?
Yes.
Oh my god, hi.
Intermission. Trinity's on the podcast.
Yes, on the podcast.
Hey guys, I'm not supposed to be on here, but Cosette accidentally sent the link to a group chat. So
the other group chat. Yeah. Do you have any questions? Actually, we should ask you a question. What's the question we should ask?
Wait, questions about what?
Right now we're just talking about like, I don't know, what are we even talking about? Just like our podcast in general. Yeah. We were supposed to have like an interview like before, but literally like the person didn't. They thought it was like next week, so we were like sitting here. Yeah.
How was your day?
My day was good. I got a new TV today.
Oh, that's awesome! I love TVs.
That's cool. Yeah.
A TV for your room or?
Yeah, for my room.
I'm sick.
What?
Those cool LED lights.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you should get the lights that go around the TV. They like go in sync with whatever.
Oh my god! Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
I have not. Cool. What are you talking about?
I saw them on TikTok. These two guys, they call themselves your uncles or something. I don't remember. But like, they're LED lights that you put on the back of a mounted TV that's on the wall. And then it like it's in sync with the movie. So if you watch Coco and there's like orange in the corner but blue in the bottom right corner, it'll like be like that on the lights.
That sounds expensive.
Probably. Yeah,
what's that? It sounds like a rich person thing. But it could probably be really cool though.
Hey, one day when I'm a rich person. I started, okay guys, my original intentions just in life when I met Cosette and found out she had a YouTube channel, I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I could be the famous best friend.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
It's funny because today I was thinking, I was like, wow, like my friends are doing a podcast and they're interviewing all these really cool people who are like verified and they're like famous-ish and have like really good followers. And I was like, wow, and I've been on the podcast. I'm connected.
I know.
To that.
Yeah. Now Trinity's on the podcast.
Oh my god. Yeah. We need Matt needs to join. Matt.
I know.
I honestly thought you were like in a class or something.
Really?
For some reason. And you for some reason like sent it. I was like, what?
I know. Yeah. Funny. That was so funny.
Records class for a podcast. I feel like one of my professors would let me do that low key.
Oh my gosh, Matt.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Wow. That is Matt. Will Smith.
We're on their podcast.
Literally.
Will Smith is on the podcast.
Hello.
Why is your camera not on?
Because I'm Will Smith.
No, you're not.
Will Smith is on the podcast, guys.
This is for me and Camille's podcast. Have you listened to our podcast at all, Matt?
No. You've never shown me.
Fake.
Do you not even know that I have one?
No.
We have 1,000 followers. Where have you been?
You've never told me.
Get better.
Cause that,
I have
why
a lot of movies to shoot and stuff. My bad.
Oh.
He has stuff to do.
Yeah, because he's pretending.
He's Will Smith, the duh.
Yeah, obviously.
Fresh Bel-Air reboot. He's busy.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny because no one's going to know what's happening because this is purely audio.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No video.
They're definitely going to believe Will Smith just walked in.
You sound exactly.
Just like Will Smith.
Thank you. I get that a lot, actually.
I bet you do. I bet you do, Will.
Do you have anything you want to say to the podcast, Matt?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a question that I can ask you and Trini. Oh, what was it like when you first met me? Either of you can go first.
I remember the first time I ever met you. We didn't become friends until like this year, but yeah. I remember it was like one of my first days at work and you asked me if you told me your name, but then like the second time it was I guess like the second time that I had ever talked to you, but you were like, oh, do you remember my name? Like you like shouted it across like the front. And I was like no.
I know. I literally vividly remember that was so funny. Yeah, I always ask that if people remember what my name was like. Yeah. When I just
that might not have been the first time I ever met you, but that's like my first memory of you.
Yeah,
because I felt bad.
Because you didn't remember my name.
Yeah,
it's a hard name to remember.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
Cosette.
What about you, Matt? Do you remember when you first?
I don't remember like the first time we ever met, but I remember like one of the first times we ever hung out. We went to your house and we went to the beach, and it was so awkward because I literally knew no one there besides you and what's her name? And then like Andrew, Connor, they were all supposed to go and then no one came. So I was like,
I don't know. I literally remember that. I remember I literally felt so bad because you literally didn't want anyone. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's literally probably like, get me out of here right now.
Yeah. It's all right. I was watching the Celtics.
You were?
Yeah.
That whole time?
Not the whole time.
Mm.
At least you had a good time.
Yeah, but I met you a long time before that, though.
Not really. It was only like a couple months before that.
Was it?
I think so.
When did you start working at Clements?
I think 2018.
Yeah.
No way. Because I started working there in 2019.
Yeah, no, you did not work for Trinity.
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I have the date somewhere. I'll try and find it.
You wrote it down.
You wrote down
the anniversary of when I started working at Clements.
I remember that. Oh, wait, actually, it was in June. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, you started working like in 2019.
Will Smith cannot work at grocery stores. What the heck?
I know, yeah. Will Smith is a grocery store?
It's a side job.
Yeah, I just do it whenever I'm not filming.
Oh, really? Yeah. So are you in California right now?
No, not right now.
Oh.
I'm just hanging out with Jackie, actually.
Jackie's our manager. Yeah, in case you didn't know.
I didn't.
Yeah, no.
Shout out to Jackie.
I hope Jackie watches this. Wow, literally Matt didn't know that I had a podcast.
I'm gonna tell Jackie.
You're gonna tell her?
I'm gonna tell her to watch this episode.
Wait, I have a question. How do you guys like find these people to like interview? Do you just reach out to them and hope that they like
answer? That's a great question.
Yes, we well, how do we find them? We find them via or like find their information or just them as people.
Like, how do you like reach out to them?
I don't know, we just email them.
Yeah, we email them or like DM them.
Sometimes if I DM them, like we only DM people we really think will answer via DMs, because like a lot of like semi-famous people don't even have their DMs like turned on or whatever.
Yeah. So, or we'll email like their manager.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Like, you guys must be stoked to have Will Smith on then.
Yes, we're so happy we have Will Smith on.
Yeah, you sound exactly like Will Smith. Yeah, we've been recording this for a long time. We should probably like end it.
All right, Will Smith signing off. See you guys.
Yeah, I'll leave.
Bye,
too.
Will.
Bye,
Trinity. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We appreciate it so much, and we're so excited to make sure to. Oh my god. I'm so over this. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, I'm not gonna look at you. Okay, I'm ready. You turned your camera off. Okay. Well, guys, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Trinity and Matt and Graceland for coming on and just being our stand-in guests. I know this episode was probably really chaotic to you all. It was chaotic to us as well. So make sure to stay tuned and make sure to follow us on our Instagram and make sure to follow us on Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We are celebrating Black History Month next month with Black content creators and important discussions, so make sure to stay tuned for that. If you guys like this podcast, make sure to share it with your mom, with your sister, with your dog, with your boyfriend, with your cousin's girlfriend's best friend. Share it with everybody, and thank you so much for listening to the Everything and More podcast. We'll be back with a new episode next week. Bye.